The Justice Department expected to ask a federal grand jury in Maryland to indict John Bolton, President Donald Trump's former national security advisor. That's according to CNN. As the lead prosecutor on the Bolton investigation arrived at the courthouse in Greenbelt, Maryland earlier today to meet with the grand jury. The grand jury had been there throughout the morning hearing other matters. Matt McCorkle is with the Duke University Sanford School of Public Policy, and he joins us now. Matt, how are you?
Hey, good, Jeff.
So is this political retribution by Donald Trump, or is there actually merit behind this possible indictment?
Good question. I think the answer may be some of both. It clearly is a political retribution. Bolton is on Trump's enemies list. He's made that clear. This is a pre-existing investigation that was started in the Biden administration. And the one thing to note is that unlike the Comey and situation and the indictment against the New York Attorney General, the Justice Department regulars seem to be behind this, in favor of this, or at least not objecting as they did to the other two indictments. So there may be some there on Bolton, but at the same time, it's clearly Bolton is somebody that the president has on his enemies list.
It apparently centers around an AOL email account that Bolton was writing for when he was working with Donald Trump, and basically using that as a daily summary of his activities, almost like a diary, basically. And exactly what could be taken from that, I guess, remains to be seen, because there were multiple documents that were labeled secret, confidential, and classified. And I assume that's what was the subject of the raid of his home earlier this year.
That's right. Seems like there are two layers now. You know, the first layer was the obvious one. Were they finding at his home or his office documents labeled secret, classified, those levels? And now it also looks like, from what people have been gathering from the indictment, and again, we haven't heard what the grand jury's decided. Bolton was known as quite a note taker, and apparently that drove President Trump didn't like that. And it may have been that Iran or another foreign nation was able to tap into Bolton's AOL account. And there was summary of classified information in his diary, so to speak, or in his summary. That's an interesting issue. So that, in other words, Bolton was writing these things down, and that may be what triggered the investigation during the Biden administration, was that some foreign nation was able to actually get a hold of arguably classified information through his AOL account, through what he typed into his AOL account.
This happening so close to the indictment of James Comey and the indictment of New York Attorney General Letitia James, regardless of whether there's merit behind this case, can Donald Trump and these indictments escape the fact that it feels like this is political retribution?
No, I don't think so. And the other thing that is a tough one to understand for the president is this brings, if Bolton is retaining documents, this brings back the whole Mar-a-Lago case of the president's way more massive, apparently, for retaining of documents and refusal to hand them back over when the Justice Department and the Library of Archives asked him to. So this, the political retribution feel, the selective prosecution feel, and the problem that these are the charges that President Trump not only denied, but said, these are my documents. So you might see Bolton's lawyers actually invoking what President Trump had to say in the so-called Mar-a-Lago's document case.
Now, this investigation is being run out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland, which is unlike the Comey and James investigations, which are being conducted by
Virginia.
In Virginia, as you pointed out. So I guess in that scope, that could be different because the indictments against Comey and James were charges brought against the advice of career prosecutors.
That's right. It seems like that the senior non-political career people in the Maryland office have at least gone along with these charges. And again, probably that speaks to that this was some kind of investigation that had begun before Trump, and now Trump is jumping on board. The Biden people, I think, had lots of questions. And again, getting into who hacked into somebody's account and how they did it and how we know about it is not something that is probably good for national security to be brought in a jury trial. So there'll be a lot of questions about going forward, but this one does seem different, a little different than the Comey and the New York Attorney General indictment.
Of course, the irony of all this is that Donald Trump himself, just over 2 years ago, had to plead not guilty to 40 criminal counts related to his handling of classified materials after he left the White House the first time back in 2021. So those who are paying attention to this and have long memories, which is tough to do with this administration because there's something going on just about every day, will understand the irony of this.
Yes, yes. And you know, I think there's probably a culture that has gone on in Washington where a lot of these documents probably are not that top secret, but they have these designations, and people involved in government have gotten cavalier. You know, we found out that President Biden had some documents. Mike Pence had some documents. Bolton probably has some documents. So it's a real mess. I think it's a real quagmire to get through to this, and I doubt that any jury, unless there's just something horrible that Bolton has done, I don't know whether it'll add up to some, you know, massive jail time, even if technically he's
did violate the law. Yeah, did violate something. So we'll just have to see. It's we expected something to come down this afternoon. It may come down any minute. Have not received any.
I was just looking to see if it'd come down, but I don't think it has.
No, we've got redistricting news in the state, but not an indictment nationally. That's one thing with this White House. You can say what you want about them, but they certainly don't lack for breaking news when it comes to items day in and day out. Matt McCorkle is with the Duke University Stanford School of Public Policy. Matt, it's always great talking to you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.